When a tree falls in the forest and no one is around, he hears it. It's time for the most interesting man in the world, Fish Talk with the Doc.
That's right, kiddies. Time for a little fish talk. We call him the Doc at Outdoor Journal, but his name is Gord Pizer. He is the award-winning columnist and fishing editor of Outdoor Canada Magazine, Canada's best coast-to-coast-to-coast hunting, fishing, and outdoor magazine without a question. If you don't have a subscription, change that now. Go to OutdoorCanada.ca. Tell them the Doc sent you, and they'll look after you. Morning, Doc.
Good morning, Ange.
I have Nikki with me today in the booth.
Hello.
Oh, how are you doing, Nick?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing great. You know, we were out swimming yesterday. We have had 2 weeks of between 30, in fact, Thunder Bay set an all-time record at 37 degrees 2 days ago.
Wow.
We were swimming yesterday on Main Lake of the Woods, and it was 86 degrees Fahrenheit, the water.
Gord, what does that do to the fish, or does it?
And the walleye guys cannot find them. It's happened in about 4 or 5 days. The interesting thing, usually when you see those high water temperatures, it's usually just the upper few inches. But right. When we were swimming yesterday, it was as warm down at your feet as it was up at your nose. So what it's done, I really wish I could figure it out myself. But man, has it turned the walleye in particular off. The bass, not so much. They're still going pretty good. But the walleye action has just plummeted.
So what are they doing? They shut down. They've gone deep. Like, what do you think?
You know, I've looked deep. I've looked shallow. I've had so many emails from folks that are at resorts and whatnot fishing on the lake. And it's a tough one to figure out. It's happened at the same time that the mayflies are hatching. So now you get this extreme water temperature. Oh. You get the mayflies hatching, bright sun, which they hate to begin with. So what I'm going to do this afternoon, actually, after the show here, after lunch, is go out. I suspect they're peaking, Ange. I suspect what they're doing is binge feeding at first light in the morning and last light in the evening. And up here, our last light is 10 o'clock at night. So I'll bet that last hour and a half, 8:30 to 10, they just go ballistic.
Well, I hope you find a buddy. Let us know.
For sure.
It'll be fun looking.
Muskie mystery. Muskies that are scattered at best of times, but why don't they spread out more in lakes and rivers? I know that there's a blog that we should be focusing on.
You know, it's one of the most fascinating things, Ange. I interviewed both a couple of good friends of mine, Sean Landsman, who did Project Noble Beast, Dr. Landsman, and John Castleman. And John is world-renowned muskie expert. And this has always fascinated me. The Ottawa River, for example. On the Ottawa, you catch them around the Arne Prior area. But in the far northern sections of the Ottawa, looks identical. And there's almost no muskies there. They're almost vacant. There are parts of Lac Seul, the Root River on Lac Seul, on the eastern end of Lac Seul, and everyone knows how good Lac Seul is, but it's rare to catch a muskie on the west end. So I interviewed John and Sean and talked about it, and John, their insights are just amazing. It's, again, www.outdoorcanada.ca, but John was talking about the fact they're so territorial. Muskies are so territorial, defend their territories, go back, that it's probably what drives it. But even John, who says, you know, I've studied these animals my entire life, I do not know the answer. I can only speculate on spawning areas, the territoriality, the faithfulness of the animals. But he says it's a mystery to scientists as well as everyone else.
Obviously, we're missing something in regards to the habitat, right? Because being territorial is understandable, but that doesn't mean that they can't be territorial in those areas where they're not found today, right?
In fact, John, what I said to John, that very thing, Ange, the fact that they're territorial would almost suggest to you that younger fish, as they mature, if they're bullied out of a particular area, that would actually lead you to believe they should colonize the lake even further. And he agrees. But what he's, the other thing that is frightening about muskies is that their mortality rate is about 99.9%. From egg laying up to maturity. So, you know, they got a lot of things working against them.
That's for sure. Gordy, always a pleasure. Folks can catch that muskie blog, by the way, on outdoorcanada.ca. That's outdoorcanada.ca.
And yes, they can.
And check out all the other great stuff that's there. Gordy, I tried to reach out to you this week. We're going to go on hiatus for the month of July, but I'll talk to you this week. I'll reach out to you and get a hold of you. We'll figure things out.
Awesome, man. Have a great great month, and have a great summer, Nick.
Thank you. You too.
Take care, Gordy. We'll talk to you soon, my friend.
Gordy Kaiser,
Outdoor Canada Magazine. Check them out, outdoorcanada.ca. That's it. We're off for a month. We'll talk to you guys real soon. You can check us out at fishingcanada.com anytime you want to see how we're progressing. On behalf of the entire team here at OTJ Radio, Michael Mooring, Derek Brandeo, Nikki V, I'm Angelo Viola saying have a great summer. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.